بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والمعلاة. أعوذ بالله من شرور الأنفس ومن سيئات الأعمال، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أما بعد، الحمد لله، this is the beautiful gathering in the month of Ramadan, the month of action. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم have done more actions in the month of Ramadan more than in other month. And he was more generous in the month of Ramadan more than in other months. In the month of Ramadan that Muslims have seen the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life of Rasulullah sallam, from the opening of Mecca and the winning of Badr. Today, alhamdulillah, that the Muslims have gathered here today for a beautiful cause. As the brother Imam Jawhari have said, I work with the people of other faith in different programs, whether homelessness or domestic violence. And I see people come around common ground or come for good cause. Now is the first time I've seen, actually, in America that we have interfaith unity, this gathering for a great cause. And may Allah bless Imam Zaid and the others who have really been behind this and initiated this whole project. And inshallah, this is the beginning of many years to come of uniting together to make a difference. As you know that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have called us to ease people's difficulty and hardship. And there's a promise that if we do so, Allah will ease our own difficulty and hardship. أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد إن الحديث إن الله عبادا اختصهم لقضاء حوائج الناس. الله سبحانه وتعالى have chosen people to serve others. Until the day of judgment comes, they will be talking to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يحادثون الله والناس في الحساب. They will be sitting on the light seats talking to Allah while people waiting for their judgment. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى make us among those. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he asked Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahimahullah. Then Rasulullah said to the man, Ya akhi, ala tad'u Allah. Rasulullah, he was moved by the suffering of these companions, and he said, Oh my brother, don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get you out of this difficulty? The man says, I do ask Allah. The Rasulullah asked him, ماذا تقول في دعائك? What do you say in your prayer, supplication? قال أقول اللهم إن كنت معذبني بعذابا في الآخرة فعجله لي في الدنيا. Oh Allah, if you were to punish me in life to come, oh Allah, bring all the punishment in this life. فبكى المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, more tears were shed from his eyes. قال يا أخي إنك لا تطيقه. You will not be able to handle this. هلا قلت. You should have said, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the world to come and protect us from hellfire. My brothers and sisters, your gathering today is try to make this world a better world, so that by doing so, you and I will make our life to come a better world. Because whoever is a difficulty of a Muslim in this life, Allah will ease a difficulty in life to come. And a Muslim is a compassionate person. He does not see people suffering and stay still. And that's why we, as the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have to represent the mercy to the mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Do you know that in Sudan, about 8 million people affected by malaria, about 4,000 people every month, not a year, die from malaria. 4,000 people. They estimated about 44 or so, or 48,000 people die of malaria. 30% of people hospitalized in Sudan because of malaria. 25 to 40% of people visit outpatient clinic in Sudan because of malaria. And a Muslims, when he or she enjoy a comfort of life, they want to share it with others. Alhamdulillah, my children growing up in America, when we're visiting Sudan, we have to take malaria pills to protect ourselves from catching malaria. But what will happen to people who don't have access to medical treatment or mosquito nets? Simple things. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no one become a true believer until he or she loves their fellow Muslims what they love for themselves. None of us want to have malaria. Therefore, we should not want it for other people. And not to want it for other people, it requires action to prevent it. And therefore, the test of faith for a Muslim is not to claim just that he is a Muslim believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the actions toward humanity in many a hadith of Rasulullah is a manifestation of faith. When Rasulullah, for example, said there's not a true Muslims, the one who sleeps with full stomachs, knowing that his neighbor is have suffering from hunger. Is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he reach out to people who are in need more than anyone else? In matter of fact, one time there was an emergency in Medina and they heard a cry somewhere in Medina, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and checked it out, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu about to go, they saw Rasulullah was coming back. Kafaytukum, I checked it out. Everything is all right. For a Muslim is a compassionate person. It's a person that cares about other people's welfare. The Minister of Health in Sudan, in recent interview, he said that the disease that caused about 40-something people to die in Sudan, it required money, required coordinated effort to eradicate poverty. Because places where they suffered most diseases, the spread of malaria, is the place where the community is poor. They don't have access to healthcare. He said that the village in Sudan that have the age from 5 to 15, 5 to 15, young children, that their children are dying of malaria, they're losing the second generations. And most of the death in Sudan of people of malaria are children and women. We have to think every child is my child, and every lady is my mother or my sister or like my wife. To conclude, because I want you to hear Imam Zaid, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example, and he used fever to draw the concept near to our mind. He says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم saying the examples of believers like one body, and that's why alike, what is it? It says one body, one, yes, one body, one goal. Said the examples of the believers like one body, and every part of it, if any part of it ache, in pain, sick, the rest of it respond with what? With pain as well. But he said fever, and Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, more background in medical than anyone that I know here so far. And fever, isn't Sheikh Hamza, that meant to respond to something foreign come to the body? Is a sign that the body is rejecting something, fighting something? I want to see the temperature in this room increased when Imam Zaid talks. I want you to have fever today. Fever in the, not wishing you to get sick, but the fever of doing something, having an action, to promise that all of us who put our hand together and to take this project, and we'd be the gift of American Muslims to our fellow Muslim in Africa, to say that the ocean does not create any kind of distance between us, because our body is connected. Al-arwahu junudun mujannada, our soul and spirit are united. And today especially we're fasting. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have us to go through this experience of fasting by exercising the generosity of giving, so that we'll have double reward today, or actually more than one. But we are fasting and we're giving, and we should put in our head together, ideas together, to see what will be the next project after we address this project today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your gathering, bless those who have come, and spread the word. Those who have not been here, فَلْيُبَلَّقْ الْحَاضِرْ, the present, let the present person convey the message to the person being absent today, and invite them to join us in this effort. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Takbir.